Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Hello, and welcome to Kiki and Kibitz, Real Housewives of New York edition. My name is Brianna, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan, and we're ready to discuss the last episode of the season, Real Housewives of New York Reunion Part 3. How's it going, my buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. We can breathe up here in Northern California, so there you go.
Yeah, it's funny how these disasters happen, and then as soon as they're over, you forget.
Honest to God, really. It's like, I forget, like I got such a bad sinus infection from all of the smoke. And now that it's gone, it is like a recent, like a distant memory. But that's good, right? Let's filter out the shit and focus on the good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, we are. We're resilient here in California. Call us whatever you want, but we're survivors. Anyway, this was a really fun episode. I'm very sad that the season is ending, but I felt like the reunion really delivered. What do you think?
It was great. Almost better than the season in some ways.
What do you mean by that?
Each of these three episodes, there wasn't a lull. Each one brought its own complete, it was its own experience. Like, there wasn't like a throwaway episode of the three. They were all
that
really
is true. Good. You're right. They didn't stretch the footage. It was really interesting having it occur during the whole coronavirus thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like it adds a different layer. It was interesting. And it was hilarious to me how Ramona just kept forgetting that that's a thing. And like she wants to hug everyone, which I kind of get, but still. Poor Andy.
you can't teach an old dog new tricks. She keeps
you can't keep teach an old bitch new tricks. In this case. I feel like I can say that if you say dog. So
yeah.
Anyway, this was a great season, and this was a really fun reunion. And I think it's very interesting how they went into the whole, you know, the whole relationship between Ramona and Dorinda, which feels still very unresolved to me. What do you think about that?
This episode especially bounced back and forth between who is the worst.
You mean like Ramona versus Dorinda?
Ramona versus Dorinda?
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both like, hideous people.
When they'd focus on Ramona, I'd be like, God, she's so awful.
Right?
Back to the good old Dorinda days of making it nice.
Yeah.
And as soon as they'd focus on Dorinda, I'd be like, God, she's the worst.
They are bad. Like, can you imagine, like, having them in your social circle? I feel like it would make me violent.
Yeah, it would. I wouldn't want to be so... I'd be afraid. I'd walk on...
Yeah, no kidding. Say no more. You know what was interesting too about this episode is they never backed up and discussed that clip about when Dorinda is on the phone telling John that he better do whatever she says. They mm-hmm. didn't like analyze that at all.
They never truly explained where the money came, what the money was for.
Yeah.
And I think I heard an explanation that made perfect sense about it.
Oh.
Scott, you know, he has that big coupon company, Coupon Cabin.
Right.
And he's done a series of commercials with Tinsley's housewife friends, like Carol Radswell was in one. And so Dorinda and John were in one or two. They filmed two. They were talking about money. And Dorinda was being a friend and just said, no, Scott, keep the money. We're friends. Like, you don't. Don't pay us. And then instead, John accepted the money behind her back.
Oh, interesting. Why would Dorinda need the money, though?
She wouldn't. That's what...
No, I see.
She didn't want the money. She was being, right. like, kind of classy. Like, don't worry, we're friends. We'll do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, John took the paycheck and didn't tell Dorinda.
Now I see.
And Dorinda was just humiliated. Like... He's going around behind her friends getting paychecks when she had, you know, it was really tacky. And I think that's where the humiliation came from.
Yeah, I have a hard time understanding that, like from on a personal level, I don't really get it. Like is it about pride or
yeah,
explain
it's about
to me?
Pride. Dorinda mm-hmm. said that the the commercial was between friends. It was for Scott's business, so Scott didn't need to pay them. And then instead, John went around to Scott and said, I'll get paid. I'll take the check.
Ew. It is really shocking that he was ever with Dorinda, to be perfectly honest. So I know this is a little off topic, but this week, Heather Thompson, holla, I did a podcast and Carol Rasawell on it. Yeah. And man, she spilled some tea that we've never heard before. She made it sound like both Luann and Sonia enjoy, how can we say this, substances or party materials that go beyond weed or alcohol.
A Colombian snowstorm.
Right? I mean, she didn't say that specifically, but when you talk about stuff that's, quote, harder, you know, or more, I guess, harder than weed, like, what else could you be talking about?
Oh, yeah. We know what it was.
Very interesting. Everyone should go listen to that episode. It's very, very interesting on Heather Thompson's, what is that podcast called again? In my head?
Something like that.
Anyway, back to the reunion. So we start out and we're really looking at Ramona and Dorinda and what they talk about as a 20-year friendship. And it looks like it's falling apart. Do you think that's really happening or is that for the cameras?
I think it's happening. And I think, as we know now, Dorinda was fired. And the way Ramona uses people, I don't think Ramona will have any use for Dorinda after the tension at this reunion. And now that Dorinda's off the show, she no longer serves her purpose.
Go into that a little more deeply. What do you mean by serves her purpose?
Dorinda's all about surface friends that she can climb off of.
Right.
You know, so if they had this really tense season, not much was resolved. Now that Dorinda's off the show, what social use is she to Ramona?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Ramona's not a great friend.
No, she's crazy. Ugh, I can't stand Ramona. And I also, isn't she the only person who we know is definitely coming back?
Yeah, I think Luann is. I saw she was... I don't know if it was IG, something. She was doing live videos. She's in New York. Things are back. You know, things are back. She was hinting that she was filming.
Interesting. So one thing I loved on this reunion was all of the Bravo montages. They're so funny. So they show like the weird things that everyone does. And of course we had Ramona saying, sorry, I'm sorry. Which is super funny. And it's the first time they've brought that up. But then we have Leah who's like, smells everything. Yeah. I didn't notice that. Did you?
Not really. But it was great seeing it back to back in that montage.
Yeah. You know, what I was thinking during that is like, if someone was filming me, what is it that I do that I do all the time? Do you have any, do you know? Do I do weird things that I do all the time?
Too many to list here. No,
that's super funny. No, I believe that it's true. It is funny. It must be really weird to see that back. You know, Leah's like, oh my God, I had no idea that I was smelling things all the time. Of course, Ramona knows that she's constantly apologizing, right? She has to. That's her jam.
That's been her thing for like 10 seasons though.
I know, but why aren't they just bringing it up now? But so I think it's hilarious when they had Dorinda doing the, here's the thing. I have a feeling I do something like that. Like I have some weird thing that I say like that.
You have said, here's the thing before, but not like her. I just know the phrase. And I was like, oh, I think Brianna said it like,
oh my God. You thought that when you saw that?
Like only like I it's not a phrase I'd normally say. Or
yeah.
Hear.
Oh my and God. Maybe I do say that.
Recently, I heard it like when we were trying to figure something. You didn't mean it in her way. It was just
no.
Here's what we're going to do, like that.
That's funny when I ask you what the thing would be, and it's like, here's the thing. Okay, just off topic. Here's the thing that I want to be known for is saying all the things. So I'm going to say that going forward. Like I said, side note. I did not.
Known for mentioning at all?
No. That's Bethany's. Mine's. yes. I just want to say all the things and have that be my thing. Anyway, so then we have Sonia, and we get little montages of Sonia during the season, and it's pretty hilarious. And the thing that she keeps getting brought up for during the montages is catch a dick. That was pretty funny.
I like that. I mean, it's funny how many times she actually did say it. And at least it wasn't stuff like touching the Morgan ladder. It's like, it was, what did she say in like the first episode? Like, life, you die and on the way down you catch some dick or something.
Something. I didn't notice that she says catch a dick all the time. I did not notice.
New to the season. She, you know that's going to be so trademarked by her. There are probably face masks going around.
That is so funny. It's sort of like Sonia's toaster oven, which it seems now that the toaster oven was like a publicity stunt and not act like she never was going to do a toaster oven. That's what I read. That it was totally about publicity. So these people are funny. Yeah. They all have Heather managers Thompson telling them what that. To do. Yeah, oh, that's right. That's where I heard it on that Heather Thompson podcast. Everyone needs to listen to that for real. Carol comes out sounding pretty good, my too. What's that?
Said my daughter-in-law's on it.
Your daughter-in-law. If people don't know what that means, Jordan has a parody account for Lee Radziwill, who was Carol Radziwill.
I am Lee Good.
You are.
She's my 12-in-law. That's my claim to fame.
Yeah, inside, you're Lee Radziwill. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So then we move on to the whole fat shaming issue about Sonia. What did you think about that? Did you think that was overkill? Like, was Ramona really fat shaming Sonia?
That was a big thing that it resonated with me as far as what Leah said last episode about Ramona bringing up the med, her bipolar on camera. Mm-hmm. The issue is that it's on camera and Ramona knows it.
Yeah.
It's not like she pulled her aside and said, hey, Sonia, drop a few pounds. You're not going to look great on camera. No, she's like, hey, Sonia, on camera, you're fat. And that's where the intention and the reality come into play.
Yes. And
that's when I don't think Ramona's antics are genuine.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. After hearing that and after watching the reunions, you do start to think, man, Ramona's very calculated. And the things that she says, like, it's kind of interesting because I don't look at her as an intelligent human being. But at the same time, it does seem like she's making some chess moves, right? Like, why else would you bring that up on camera?
Yeah.
So what did you think about the whole fat shaming thing? Like, first of all, Sonia is not fat.
No.
And she did it on camera.
Yeah. I mean, we did talk about maybe she looks amazing now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God. But it splits. Ramona gave it that good spin. She's just a girlfriend giving her girlfriendly advice. But like Leah pointed out last episode regarding discussing bipolar on camera, Ramona knows she's on camera and she's doing it to humiliate her targets in front of the audience. She didn't pull Sonia aside, hey, lose a few pounds, it's not going to look great on camera. She told Sonia on camera that she doesn't look good.
Yeah.
That was intended to humiliate.
And I mean, Sonia did not look her best during the season, but I wasn't thinking like, oh, she's fat.
No.
She looks unhealthy.
Yeah. I love the Sonia had the best comeback for her, though. She burned Ramona in that conversation. Ramona's trying to explain it away as advice because she says, you have to understand, Sonia and I both have very voluptuous bodies. And we can go, and sometimes I can go up or down 10 pounds. Uh-huh. And Sonia says, well, it looks like you're up.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that that's true. But like, no,
did you get what she said, though? Sonia came back saying, well, it looks like you're up. Meaning she told Ramona she looks fat right now.
I'm sorry, I totally missed that. That went right over my head.
It just played right into last episode when Ramona said, that's why I'm so thin. And Dorinda was like, ah, you're not that thin.
You're not that thin, lady. I mean, I am not as thin as any of them. However, like, it's true. Like Ramona has kind of a belly.
Yeah, she does.
Just saying. I love how she denied her facelift. I mean, she does look great, too. I'm not denying that Ramona looks great for her age. She looks amazing.
Oh, she looks fantastic. It's just her denial about how she got to look that great.
Right? I know. I brag about everything I do. Be like, yeah, I just got a bunch of fillers. Can't wait to get a lower facelift. I talk about that on every episode now. Anyway, so then we move on and we talk about the relationship between Ramona and Elise. And that was kind of interesting to me. Like, I still don't have a strong feeling about what their relationship was before and what happened. Do you? Like, give me your behind-the-scenes analysis.
Yeah, the relationship before was they were friends. Ramona's daughter, Avery, and Elise's daughter were schoolmates and very close friends for years. And I think they remain. Mm-hmm. It's just the mothers, Elise and Ramona, who have problems. Mm-hmm. But so Ramona agreed to bring Elise into the circle for the show because it made sense. They are same cloth. Mm-hmm. On the condition that Elise blindly back up Ramona. The whole season, and that would be her introduction as a housewife. She would be Ramona's like defender and sidekick. But as soon as Elise saw what was going on with Ramona and the other women, she jumped ship and sided with the other women.
So that's true.
So that's where the betrayal Ramona was talking about came from. That Elise has a conscience and an opinion.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. That's very interesting.
Outright betrayal.
Yeah.
It became clear she brought Elise onto the show to defend her.
To be her yes woman. Yeah.
She wanted Elise to be the Teddy to her Kyle.
Ah, that's super funny. Well, that's an interesting relationship and I don't really get it. And Elise is not coming back on the show is what she's reported. But I get the feeling this lady's got a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it was kind of disgusting the way that Ramona treated her. Like, I don't care how you feel about someone. Like, you don't have to be a rude bitch. Yeah. Your mama didn't raise you right, lady.
It probably also upsets Ramona. Like, we've talked about her being threatened, like, by mm-hmm. Leah and stuff with the youth. They're probably in the same age group. Elise is probably a little bit younger than
yeah,
Brenda.
Yeah, a couple of years.
And she's
yeah.
also a lot richer. Her Hamptons house.
Oh.
Her Hamptons house is way nicer. Her New York apartment is a way better address. Her husband was a big Wall Street guy. Like,
yeah,
you
she's
know
jealous?
How Ramona gets.
She's competitive.
Yeah, Ramona gets very insecure about people who can. Yeah, so.
Wow, it's interesting the word that you just chose, insecure, because mm-hmm. I wonder if competitiveness and insecurity are related.
If you're not, you wouldn't compete unless you felt some threat to your security. So I think there are different levels to it, like a spectrum.
Yeah. All I can say is I need to talk to my therapist like immediately. I'm super competitive. And now I think, oh my God, I'm super insecure. I need treatment.
Well, it's how you funnel the insecurity into progress.
Yeah, that's
true. That's Some people
true.
Shut down and get shy. You confront those peasants who dare challenge you.
You're not competitive at all either. And you never use polarizing language.
I don't want to see my direct competition maimed or destroyed. That never.
What about your competition just being irrelevant?
Oh, I'm joking. I want to see all my competition. If you guys didn't get the hint, I'm not. I don't play well nicely with others, and I lack sportsmanship.
Okay, so basically you're Ramona, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I do love, what's it called, Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude, yeah. You rejoice at others' misfortunes. God, you're a terrible person. I'm going to try to not get on your bad side ever. Anyway, so then we move on to talk about Sonia and her fashion line. And yeah. It is kind of sad how, you know, the pandemic has affected retail and mm-hmm. really bad timing for her.
Yeah, that's especially with the timing of the airing.
Right. Like,
literally, the news broke that that Century 21 is shutting down mm-hmm. as the reunion started airing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching, but you know, at that moment in time, things were looking up for her.
Right. Hey, so when they talked about closing their stores, Century 21, but does that mean that they're closing their online stores? I wasn't sure if Sonia was talking about her own, like her sales on SoniaMorganNewYork.com, or was she talking about Century 21?
I'm not quite sure on that. Like, mm-hmm. During the season, you know, I got you a shirt from her line.
Which is my favorite shirt. It is.
I got it from her website. No, mm-hmm. I didn't even know that Century 21 existed.
Until. I know, because here in California, it's a real estate brand.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, wait, what?
She's selling condoms.
Right. I think it is sad for her, but I hope she does well online. I'm not mm-hmm. worried about her surviving. Like, I think she has enough money to feed herself and her kid.
Yeah, she owns that. They discussed the townhouse.
Right.
Selling it. She listed it for 8.5, which I think is pretty fair. She'll probably get 8, I bet. Mm-hmm. And it's cash, though. She owns it.
Oh, yeah. That interesting.
It was like, that was the big coup in her settlement. So if she walks away, she buys an apartment for a few million. She has money. She's not liquid and not comfortable until she get liquid, you know?
That's interesting. Is she still selling it, though, or is she just renting it? Like, we talked about this before. It sounds like she's still selling it, but...
Yeah, it's all... The way I think she has it, it's always available on the market if the right buyer comes. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, she makes a lot of cash off of renting it out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I loved the suggestion that they film the next season, everybody in Sonia's townhouse.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I would love it. Sort of like Big Brother meets Real House. Ryan
Murphy, American, AHT, American Horror Townhouse.
Right?
Our American Horror Story, The Townhouse.
The Townhouse, exactly. It's super funny.
It's funny though that Dorinda's the one who brought that up. She assumed she'd be filming there.
Yeah, right? I think it's like Big Brother meets Real Housewives of New York. That'd be fucking hilarious. I bet that townhouse is actually a lot more beautiful than it looks on TV.
Yeah. Ramona had the wrong idea, and Sonia was right. Last episode, when she told Sonia to paint over that wallpaper,
mm-hmm.
that wallpaper is like, I'm not super into that stuff, but I knew the name.
Yeah.
That is like $50,000, $100,000 Jackie Kennedy style wallpaper.
Oh, really?
It's really something special. Like,
her place is so gothic. That's what's the trip, right? She tried to modernize it, but like, I don't know if you can modernize that because it's so old school New York. I love it, by the way. I think it's an amazing townhouse. No one has townhouses like that in New York. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I get what she thinks. I get what she talks about. It is a very special, a special thing to own. But
definitely. So then we get into Dorinda's relationship with Ramona. And this was very odd to me. Like, especially, of course, Ramona breaks off the fake tears, the crocodile tears. I love you. Why are you doing this to me? And she has all the text messages. I don't know what the hell's happening there. That got very odd. I need your analysis.
Oh, so I think, oh God, did you love when she threw them in the air?
Oh my God, yes. And Andy, I love how Andy scrambles on the floor like he's just found gold, you know?
Yeah. He couldn't resist. They were crawling on the ground to get the receipts is not beneath his dignity.
No, he's a real journalist. He's going to get right to the bottom of it. I love you, Andy.
So I guess Ramona did send Dorinda some very loving, supportive texts only after the show wrapped. And and Ramona had spent a season being kind of cruel, you know, calling Dorinda an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole point was Dorinda was like, why weren't you nice to me during filming? you saw like my personal life was breaking down.
Right.
And all you did was treat me like a Real Housewife. You weren't there as a friend. And so Ramona's backup was, I sent you nice texts after we stopped filming.
Well, but I don't understand like the nuance in that. Like, I don't understand. Is it what she's saying is like, while I was going through this, you didn't support me. It was only afterwards.
Yes, exactly. Like she was trying to, what Dorinda was trying to say is we're friends outside of the show. And I was having major personal problems as we were filming that you knew about. But while I was, my personal life was breaking down, you kind of feasted on me for cameras.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so she's a hypocrite and she's insincere. That's shocking. I can't believe it. Can't believe Ramona's an insincere hypocrite. A bitch. Yeah, it's a trip. But it is really weird, their relationship. And I kind of feel like Ramona does not have any authentic feelings for anyone except maybe her daughter.
No.
Something's wrong with her. I'm not kidding. I think she's on the spectrum.
Yeah. I still don't think she has relationships. Like, we've discussed this so many times. This dating, these men. Yeah, 12 minutes for one drink, and then she's on to the next table. I don't know. She doesn't show anything.
Maybe she's just saving money on good liquor.
Oh.
It seems like a good strategy. Anyway, it is really sad. And I don't understand their relationship. And it also seems like Dorinda was very difficult to be friends with during this season.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what happened, it's like Dorinda feels attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole thing. And of course, you know, we see a montage of Dorinda's anger. But the whole thing where she, you know, Luann goes to ask Ramona, like, what is wrong? What's your issue with Dorinda? And she comes back and tells Dorinda, and Dorinda turns around and attacks Luann.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a montage of that again. But meanwhile, it's like Dorinda does not seem to see that her behavior was wrong. She admits that she was wrong with that one thing with Luann. But I don't know if you noticed that she never said the words, I'm sorry. She said, I was wrong.
She didn't.
I was wrong. Weren't you waiting for that?
Yeah, she did. I mean, the closest we came to remorse was her admitting she had mistreated Luann.
Yeah, but she still never said, I'm sorry.
No.
You know, I worry. Dorinda, and I don't know her, and I know people must be different in some ways than they are on TV. But if she isn't, she's a very toxic friend because she harbors these certain things, these below the belt kind of insults, like with Luann, obviously, it's talking about her mugshot and going to prison and the drinking and all that stuff. But it's like she's waiting to bring that up every single time.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that is like a really toxic friendship.
It, with her, it reminds some basic cliche phrase, but it's hurt people hurt people. And when Dorinda's hurting, she tries to take everybody down with her.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
But I kind of think it's a really good thing to, wow, you just, see, who knew this podcast could be so deep? But you're right. Hurt people hurt other people.
Yeah.
Sad. Well, anyway.
That was definitely Dorinda this season. Like she was, I don't, when Ramona gives excuses, she was in pain.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Ramona's incapable of feeling.
No, I do believe you. She has something wrong with her.
It was just like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not forgiving her because she
was. No. We're analyzing the behavior and trying to understand it.
Yeah. And she did admit she probably shouldn't have been on this season, that she was not well equipped.
That's true. I really see that. I can't imagine. Like, I mean, we've all gone through terrible things in our lives. Now imagine you were going through one of your first periods, like that, sorry, period of first periods. You're one of your experiences like that. And then you had to be on TV during that period of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fucking terrifying and horrible. I've had so many periods in my life where I was such a dick. Like, seriously, the idea that that would be on camera, like, it's already hard enough for me to forgive myself. But having that circulate around would be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Leah says Dorinda doesn't hit below the belt.
Mm.
What the fuck? Did someone pay her to say that? That's, like, so off base.
I think that Leah said that in the moment, thinking that Dorinda was going to be on next season, and that's her, one of her allies. So she wasn't going to, she was being kind of blindly loyal to a good friend. Dorinda has had treated Leah very well this season. She was one of the most welcoming to her, I think, overall. And so I think in that moment, Leah was like, well, we're ride or dies on the show together. So she was going to take Dorinda's side. Little did she know Dorinda's not there for her anymore. But
as far as the timing of the reunion, and this is my dumbness, did she get fired after the reunion? Or did she know during these reunions that she was fired?
Oh, no, it was after. It was after. The reunion is like a kind of your audition, your last ditch, your last minute, your last ditch effort to get on the next season. So they don't announce those decisions until the reunion's edited. I mean, you kind of walk away with an idea how it went for you. But no, at that moment, Dorinda, like even when she mentioned let's film next season in Sonia's townhouse, she was kind of under the assumption she was coming back.
Do you think there's a chance that she is actually coming back? Is she?
I mean,
we know she had the option, but wouldn't it be weird if she was actually on this next season? I think a lot of people expect her to be on season 14, which, you know, not the next one, but the one after. What if Dorinda actually comes back for season 13?
Oh, you mean this season coming up right now?
Like, we don't know.
Well, they've already started filming and they both announced their departure, like Bravo and Dorinda. Maybe she'll do a friend of lunch where she sits down with Leah and Luann, two people she's on good terms with, mm-hmm. and they check in with her. And then that will prep mm-hmm. you for her return the next season.
I don't either. I think a lot of people are really sad about her departure, for real. Mm-hmm. But they never really did like a deep dive analysis on that video with her threatening John. I mean, we talked about it in the beginning of this episode, but like they didn't do a deep dive. People didn't react to that because it feels like, I mean, well, they put those things in afterwards, right? It's not necessarily that they saw it.
Also, that video was from the season 11. That video is from season 11.
Right.
They dug up footage. So it technically wasn't current enough for them to make it a huge issue in the reunion.
I don't know. I think for me, when I saw that, it was a huge issue about her character, frankly. Uh-huh. You know, and that to me is like a timeless comment. It was so appalling. I cannot imagine talking to anyone like that ever in my entire life. Could you? I couldn't even mouth those words. Like, when I tell you to do something, like, obviously, who are you? You're
maybe
Carmela Soprano.
Maybe to a bartender who cuts me off.
That's hilarious. I told you to pour me that goddamn drink and you're going to do it.
I don't think they dove into it because that was archive footage from last season. Mm-hmm. So they were using it more when they should have explored it. Was last season, but instead they decided to gloss over that storyline.
Maybe they just sat on it on purpose. I wonder what else they have in their vaults that we haven't seen. Probably a lot of shit.
I'd love to get drunk, like with one of the editors.
Oh my god!
Just to like get them drunk, so they're like, oh, I want to see what's on my phone. Like, and they're like playing hours of humiliating hot footage.
Okay, here's my little fantasy, is that you're there with one of the editors and you're telling him what to put on.
Oh
my god. You would be awesome at that. Like, you would be way better at strategizing about what to save for what season and what to keep in the vault and like projecting when you might need it.
I wish I could have like a buzzer and like as they're playing it to me, I just like, this is boring. Not stimulating.
That's funny. No, you'd be super good at that. You better get into some film editing really quick. Mm. We need you, darling. We need you. Anyway, poor Dorinda. Seems like she's a hot mess. Everyone hates her. Kidding. Mm. Leah was defending her, though. I agree. So what about Leah? I've heard a whole lot of rumors about what she gets paid per episode and why. If you don't know, people, Leah, there was doubt about whether she would be back on the show because she wasn't happy with her paycheck. So mm. I heard today that Leah mm. on this season, season 12, was getting $3,000 an episode. Mm. That is not that much money.
No, it amounts to about $60,000-$70,000.
Yep.
She was being paid entry level friend of.
Right.
Housewife.
Right.
There are people who are friends of who make multiples of that per episode.
Of course, they're probably not on every episode, too.
No, but it just shows how much they valued her appearance.
Right.
So she was right to hold back,
yep.
to withhold. But I guess that's all been settled now.
I heard she accepted, and now she's going to be paid $6,000 an episode.
Six? I heard 10.
No, I heard six.
Six might make more sense.
Yeah, but she six probably deserves 10, right?
Yeah.
Like, she deserves that.
Six times 20. So she'll be making, with the reunion, somewhere between 150 and 200.
I find that so reasonable, but she deserves more.
But yeah, she deserves more, but also remember, Bravo isn't very generous financially, but what they give you is a platform. You've bought Mary to the Mob merch since this show started.
What? No, like, of course they did.
Yeah, so I mean, your Bravo salary as a housewife is not going to make you rich. Maybe it will cover your apartment rent in New York, but it gives you a platform for so many other.
That's a good point. Luann's Cabaret, Sonia's fashion line, Kyle's pajamas on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, you're not going, like Jules Aaron said, you need to come in with a platform because the salary isn't your end game. It's using that fame to build a business. So, yeah.
I actually think that one of Bravo's, their ability to produce so much content is because of that. Like we've talked about, you've kind of clued me into the fact that like they have multiple shows going on, but when there's vacations and stuff, like they're all, the different shows are often in the same area so that they can use the same camera people at the same time. Good business.
Yeah, they do that. And I think they kind of, like you'll see certain different shows, same season cycle going to the same region, like mm-hmm. Mexico or the Caribbean.
Or Thailand.
Package arrangement.
Exactly, which is smart, right? Like at the end of the day, this is a freaking business. So
there's an actual position, a career as a product placement publicist,
really,
or agent. And what you do is arrange these deals with networks. Like you'll show this brand,
that's pretty interesting. Yeah, I would kill to just get like an overview of how they do those things. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, so what do you think about Dorinda and Ramona? They kind of ended it with like them talking about trying to repair their relationship. Do you see that happening?
No. Well, okay. It depends on I don't see it. Ramona is a user and a snob and a snake. Mm. And I think while Dorinda's off the show, she's no longer going to make the effort to truly repair it with Dorinda.
Ramona's a monster. I can't believe they're bringing her back.
Not useful to her, Dorinda doesn't fit into her group of 50 best friends. Dorinda has no interest in them. Dorinda's no longer on the show to be her ally. I mean, I don't think that Dorinda's dead to her, but I just don't think, Dorinda's willingness to repair it will match Ramona's.
Yeah, I can see
Ramona's
that.
Ramona's dead inside.
Yeah, no, she totally is dead inside. You know, the more I think about Ramona, the more terrifying she is to me. Like, she's a scary person. I would never want to be one of her 50 friends. Yeah. Screw you, bitch. So there we go. And that was kind of the wrap up to the season. And I thought it was a great, like probably one of the best seasons ever. And also the reunions were great too. Yes. What do you think? Would you give it a grade? Would you work at
this
a university?
Reunion was a 9.25 and I would give it a 10 if they dove into that into that Dorinda phone call.
I agree, man. Yes. Imagine, well, what would that be like? So how would that go? Like,
I wish Dorinda, Tinsley was there. I wish she had spelled out why Dorinda freaked out over that money.
Well, that too. But for me, it was the whole interaction between Dorinda and John. Like, yeah. I cannot imagine speaking to my boyfriend or husband like that. When I tell you to do something, like, I never even spoke to my child like that. Like, that's whack, man. I would love to bring that up and analyze that. Like, hey, have you ever thought that maybe that's not a healthy interaction? Like, you need therapy. Big time. Anyway, I thought Andy was pretty good on the reunion this time, too. It was interesting because you notice how he was way at the end. He wasn't in the middle. And I think that changed the way the interaction went.
It was, because I think we've discussed it. Usually he's at the center of a U-shaped of couches. Uh-huh. Here there was no clear, there wasn't a clear seating hierarchy. So it was kind of a free-for-all.
Yeah, that was the energy too. I mean, you always talk about that as being indicative of who's Andy's favorite, who's on the outs and all of that. But what I've never thought about is, what is the effect on the communication and how does that come across to the audience? And it was different. Like the infighting, these people were close to each other. You know, Ramona throwing all the papers at Dorinda. So funny. Whatever. It was a great season. I really enjoyed it. But listeners, the season is not over for Kiki and Kibitz Real Housewives of New York podcast, because next week we're going to have a very special guest coming on to help us, you know, analyze the entire season. It is not Lori Cooper, although we love her.
We have a Real Housewife of New York from this season coming on next week for Kiki and Kibitz RHONY reunion.
That's right, baby. We're having our own reunion right here next week.
Very special guest.
Yeah.
And watch out, Andy, because it's going to get fiery.
It's going to be a fiery reunion. Absolutely. And one thing is, I just, in some ways, I hate when we tease things like that because things can fall through. No. So if it doesn't, it's not our fault. Don't blame us. Don't give me another one-star Apple review and then unsubscribe. Not like I take it personally or anything, but... And if you do like us, if you don't like us, like, just, that's cool. Go, you know, go don't like us in a corner. But if you do, help a sister out, help a brother out, and go on over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Maybe someday we'll be at the top of one of those most popular podcast lists, because we're not competitive. We're just really insecure. Help us make a list. Wait, Jordan, are you insecure or just competitive?
Sociopathic.
And there you have it. And on that note, I think we should wrap it up. And I hope everyone had a great week. And please tune in next week for our special guest. We can't wait. And we'll see you back here next time. Bye.
Adios.